A proposed measure to reduce the state's income tax rate has gained enough signatures to be a part of the November 2022 ballot. The Colorado Secretary of State announced the qualification yesterday. Colorado Newsline reports conservatives John Caldera and Jerry Sonnenberg are backing the measure known as Initiative 31, which aims to lower the income tax rate. According to Colorado Newsline, Caldera and Sonnenberg back the income tax reduction that Colorado voters approved last year. That reduction brought the tax rate down from 4.63%. This most recent measure would lower it further from 4.55% to 4.4%. Supporters needed close to 125,000 signatures to put the measure on the ballot and were able to submit roughly 148,000 valid signatures among the 215,000 collected. A fiscal impact statement released in July by nonpartisan state staff estimates the measure will save the individual taxpayer about $95. As Colorado's coronavirus hospitalizations move up past 1,500 patients, health officials hope monoclonal antibody treatment will avoid a crisis. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The issue with using the monoclonal treatment is that it is only effective before the patient needs to be admitted to the hospital, which means that the patient must react quickly in order to secure a treatment slot. When given the antibody treatment, UC Health said it is 70 to 80% effective at preventing hospitalization. The Colorado Sun reports that what it comes down to is prevention, meaning using an immunization shot to prevent you from getting the virus, versus treatment, when you use the monoclonal antibody after you've contracted the virus. A CNBC September poll showed that when it comes to the vaccines, some people are skeptical of the scientific and government regulatory processes that created them. But 83% said they were in favor of using the monoclonal treatment. Vaccines stimulate the body's immune system to produce antibodies that will attack the coronavirus's spike protein when called upon. Monoclonal antibodies are essentially synthetic versions of the antibodies people would already have if they had been vaccinated. Currently, 82% of those in hospitals infected with the virus are unimmunized. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
The UC Health System announced yesterday that a Department of Defense medical team will arrive next week at the Poudre Valley Hospital in Fort Collins to ease capacity and staffing challenges worsened as COVID-19 hospitalizations continue to rise across the state. The Defense Department will deploy roughly 20 reinforcements at the hospital for about a month. The team will include nurses, respiratory therapists, administrators, and other providers. The team results from a state request to the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which already has assigned federal reinforcements to Pueblo's Parkview Health System. The White House announced yesterday Boulder Democrat and former Speaker of the Colorado House, K.C. Becker, will serve as the Region 8 Administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, a position based in Denver. Along with Colorado, Region 8 covers five other states in the Mountain West, as well as 28 tribal nations. During her tenure at the state legislature, Becker was a prime sponsor of the controversial Senate Bill 181, a 2019 measure that rewrote Colorado's oil and gas regulations. According to the Colorado Sun, Becker and other supporters touted the legislation as protecting the environment and public safety by putting badly needed safeguards in place, giving more regulatory controls to local governments. The Colorado Sun reports that prior to Becker entering politics, she worked for the Interior Department, where she practiced administrative and natural resources law. The Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks Department is set to open the new 3-mile Unimani Loop Trail today. The trail is located west of downtown Boulder. Because construction work is still occurring along the trail, city officials will open the trail each day after 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and all day on Saturday and Sunday. Trail closure will begin at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. The Open Space and Mountain Parks Department anticipates completing construction of the trail in early 2022, weather permitting. Forest Service officials announced yesterday afternoon that Kruger Rock Fire remains at 146 acres with containment at 60%. Yesterday's fire activity was minimal, with no aircraft being used to support suppression efforts. The Denver Gazette reports more than 200 firefighters worked to contain the blaze as of yesterday morning. Today's weather along the upper metro front range includes mostly cloudy skies with highs in the low 60s. Winds could gust as high as 17 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight's skies will be mostly cloudy with temperatures in the low 30s. The current temperature outside the Boulder studios is 40 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.